All right. I hope that you've been having good conversation, and I also hope that this is a conversation that could easily continue for a long time. But in light of the fact that we're on something of a schedule, I'm going to kind of bring us back together. I would like to ask, though, if there might be like one person from each table who would be willing to just share something that was said at your table, either yourself or something someone else said. You know, I mean, obviously, if you're going to say something someone else said, make sure you have their permission to do so before you speak to everyone. But just to kind of hear, so we all get a sense of some things that God has been doing.
Do you guys care if I share? This story just kind of... We had a roof put on. It just finished this week. And it was very stressful for my husband. He researched it, got several estimates. But he works at home, so it was very stressful, the whole process. But he also has a stomach condition and is very thoughtful of people and making sure that they have a bathroom. So he rented an outhouse for the workers. And it cost $80. And he told me on my birthday that he had gotten this for them. And I was very angry because that's $80. Plus he was buying meals and beverages for them every day. So there were a couple guys that were doing the roof. He ended up having an interaction with one of the guys because he goes to the same church. And he had done some time. He was in prison for 10 years from age 16 to 26. And he's in his 50s now. There was another guy that is from New Mexico that overheard them talking. He had been in a gang. He left New Mexico because of the gangs, and he found Christ. And he's covering all his gang tattoos up with Christian tattoos. He had the word Jesus over his chest. And he heard Perry and this other guy talking, and he came up to my husband and said, "I just want to tell you that I heard you talking about church and stuff, and I could just tell that you're a Christian man because you care about us and that you got us food and you got the outhouse for us." And I told the girl, I never in my days would have thought a crapper would have somehow reflected God. But it's funny, but it's just like... I went back to work and shared the story with my Christian friends I have lunch with every day, and it blew me away. I was so angry, and then I felt guilty for being angry, but I'm still mad because they spent $80. But that's my story.
I think the one common thread of all the stories I heard was God chases you. No matter what, you know, he doesn't quit chasing you. You can do whatever you want, but he's going to keep on chasing you. Mm-hmm. He pursues you.
I like that song you sang.
Mm-hmm. I asked Julie to share this story, and she did, so I'm going to share it too. She got a note from her uncle this week. Her uncle is about 80 years old, and in that note from her uncle was a photocopied note that Julie's grandmother received when her uncle was 2 years old, and it was an invitation to church. It was written to her uncle, so it said, "Dear Ronnie, please bring your mom and dad to church on this day." They were having some kind of cradle roll thing. And Julie's grandparents were heathens. But that lady sent that note, and they responded to the note, and that lady led Julie's grandmother to Christ. And, I mean, you talk about influence of the resurrection. Here's a lady that we don't know, her grandmother knew, but the Christian heritage that started with, "Dear Ronnie, please bring your parents to church," is just, you know, can't explain it.
I read a book a couple of years ago, and I think it was by Robbie Zacharias, and it's woven into life, that how everything that happens, if you're in the Lord's will, you can see that everything is woven into perfect harmony with what God wants out of us. We may not like it, but it's still there, and if you're in God's will, you will see it eventually.
God wants us to have a story.
Yes.
That's our proof. When somebody says, what has God done for you? That's our proof.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that we need to hear more of these. I love to hear people's testimonies. You know, you never know when somebody needs, it might be sound crazy to you when it happens, but it builds other people up. That's what got my husband and I into Flint Central, was Wednesday night testimony. And Dar wasn't too crazy about it at first. He thought raising your hand was a little bit, you know, he just didn't want to do that. But we went there for years, and that was our church. I love to hear testimonies. That's one of my favorite parts of church, is to hear what God is doing in all of our lives. We need to hear that.
The volunteers at FCO, at the Flushing Christian Outreach Center, we call them God moments, and I know they share them amongst them, the days.
One of the things that I shared at my table, you know, I see in the death and resurrection that Christ invites us to die. Mm-hmm. And we can choose not to. I mean, we can be saved from our sins and we can be going to heaven, but we can choose to not die to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think about the battles that I had with the Lord, with surrendering my will, with dying to myself. And it's not fun. It can be painful to die, you know, but that is how we truly live. Mm-hmm. You know, when we are willing to, you know, death to me so that Christ can be seen, that's when we truly live. So I just was thinking about that he invites us to die too. Mm-hmm. So that we can live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paul writes about that in Galatians 2:21, I think. I am crucified with Christ, yet nevertheless I live. Mm-hmm. Death, but I live. We're the dead walk. Yeah. Walking dead.
We were talking.
Somebody should make a movie.
We were talking at our table about how we've taken the resurrection for granted. And that it's really good that we're spending time thinking about it. I don't know how to explain it. You guys help me.
No, you're on your own.
She just came up with this. You know, you read about the passion of the Christ, and you read about Jesus' resurrection, and it's Easter Sunday, and, you know, life goes on.
Happy ending.
Big focus is always
right.
Him up on the cross. Resurrection afterwards.
Yeah.
You don't think about it as often.
Or because it wasn't really, you know, I talked about how that was never really a stumbling block to my faith.
Mm-hmm.
I just accepted it. And because I accepted it, I never thought about it as much as I probably should have.
As we are thinking about it tonight.
Right.
So it's pretty good.
Okay.
Like the analogy of we love our children and we provide them with homes and blankets and food, and they don't think anything of it. They just take it, and they don't know a world without that, and that maybe we've been living that way too with the resurrection. It's not really understanding and appreciating what it means for us.
Until we become mature.
Awesome. Well, good. I am glad that the conversation tonight has been meaningful, and that You know, it's just continuing to see the story be written. You know, and it's awesome. I mean, to me, I look back and, you know, looking at all of this, all of the thousands of years that have passed, and all that God has done on such a grand scale, and to think that, you know, all of this is happening, the type of stuff that, you know, we, you know, watch in movies and read in books and things like that, but God has made a way for us to enter into it and be a part of it. And I think that's awesome beyond words, that we can be a part of that. So I'm glad that you were able to be here tonight and take something from it. Next week we are going to move forward into what happens after this. Steve already talked a little bit about the ascension, and we're going to see the new direction that gets forged for God's people out of this. Steve has asked to give you guys a homework assignment, because he's presenting next week, so I'm just the messenger. This is we know that we've given you guys the daily readings, and I encourage you to do those. If you have an opportunity to begin reading through the Book of Acts, however far you can get, but we're especially going to focus next week on like the first 10 chapters. If you have a chance to read through any of that and just kind of see what hits you, see what stands out to you about what God is doing among His people.
Absorb the story.
What's that?
Absorb the story.
Absorb the story, Steve said, and just come and we'll talk about it some more and see how things continue to move forward.